Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Luke chapter 2. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, as we wind down from the Christmas dinners, the gatherings of friends and families, from celebrating the arrival of a new year, as we come back from traveling near and far, and as our lives seem to return to a monotonous routine, do we fall into the danger that Mary and Joseph fell into here in our reading from Luke chapter 2? What would be that danger? Again, from Luke chapter 2, verse 44, St. Luke writes, "His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey." This isn't something that we'd expect to happen to the Holy Family, is it? Losing sight of a kid is something that perhaps we can all relate to, whether it be our own child, a niece, a nephew, a younger sibling. But the thing is, how do you lose a kid for 3 days? Here's the heart of the issue. Again, as St. Luke records, Mary and Joseph assumed that Jesus was with them. They assumed that Jesus was there somewhere with them, but they lost sight of him. Jesus was not the sole focus of their attention. Instead, other things were. Perhaps it was catching up with those relatives and acquaintances that they went to and asked, "Where is he?" Yes, Mary and Joseph had gone up to Jerusalem as they do every year at Passover. But now that the festivities were over, their focus had turned away from Jesus. They had lost sight of him. They assumed he was with them, even though he wasn't. Ironically, it was the teachers in the temple that had their eyes glued on this 12-year-old Christ child, being amazed at his understanding. It was those closest to Jesus, mom and dad, that had taken their eyes off of him. Dear Christians, how about you this morning? As we reflect on this holiday season, as things start to wind down in our own lives, have we, like Mary and Joseph, been tempted to focus on other things instead, prioritize other things instead of Jesus? Yes, have we attended all of those extra services piously? But then as we gather with friends and family, as we settle into our routines, begin to forget about, neglect, perhaps more accurately, be complacent with Jesus just being there. Like Mary and Joseph, maybe we look at our own busy schedules and think, well, those extra divine services where we receive Christ's gifts, I can skip those because, well, Jesus is here somewhere with me anyways. Now, be sure what I want to make clear is that gathering together with friends and family, eating those Christmas dinners, decorating trees, cookies, and now settling back into our routines, these are not bad things in themselves. These are gifts given to us by our Heavenly Father. Yet the issue is when we begin to replace, and when these things begin to replace our focus on Christ, and these things start to take center stage instead. Yes, indeed, the problem is, and temptation is, to become complacent about Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, yes, the temptation is there. The temptation to be complacent about receiving our Lord's gifts. Yet this is why our Lord comes to earth. To be born in the flesh, to indeed save us from our sins, as his very name proclaims to us. He is the one who comes to us. He is the one who does not take his eyes off of that cross to be that atoning sacrifice, the very Paschal Lamb, once and for all, to die our death on the altar of the cross. Yes, Christ comes to vanquish death underneath his feet and to restore our wandering eyes, our souls, to himself, as he alone is the one who offers us certainty and the hope of eternal life, dying and rising again, so that all the saints before us, Mary, Joseph, you and me, will have life in his holy name. That indeed he is the true temple in whom we take refuge. So today, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, take a great comfort. Because you know where Jesus is today. There is no need to be panicked or in great distress like Mary and Joseph were. Jesus is with us in the ways that he has promised. Through sacraments of holy baptism, holy communion, confession, absolution, and in his very word to us, absolving us as we confess to him daily our sins forgiven in him. He is with us right here, right now, as we gather together in his holy house, as we receive those salvific gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, just as he has promised. And yes, we hear about these promises, we receive these promises each and every week, each and every day here in chapel. Do not become complacent in receiving these, in hearing his words to you, in receiving his gifts. Today, dear friends, especially those of us here gathered in the International Center, as we serve our Lord and his church in our various vocations, we are called to remain focused on Christ. Consider that it took Mary and Joseph 3 days to find Jesus in Jerusalem. Even though they were devout, pious Jews, even though they made that pilgrimage to Jerusalem as prescribed in the law, even though they made the necessary sacrifices, even as they were chosen by God himself to bring the Savior into the world through work of the Holy Spirit, the temple, it seems, was one of the last places they looked for Jesus, instead of being the very first. Let this be a reminder to us, dear friends, that we do not become complacent about where Jesus is with us. That his words, his sacraments, the divine service, prayer, all of these gifts that he gives to us are the very first places we take refuge in, and not an afterthought, and not near the end. We too need to be reminded often about the truths of where Christ reveals himself to us. That he must, as Christ himself states, he must be in his Father's house. That Christ and him crucified for the salvation of our souls remains the focus of every day of our lives, and our eyes are continually focused on Christ crucified. And that this confession, this truth, is at the forefront of our hearts and our minds as we gather and celebrate with friends and family, as we settle into our routines, and we share with joy the love that Christ has for all those people in our daily lives, just as Christ has first loved us. So therefore, this morning, dear friends, rejoice, because as we celebrate the season of Epiphany, we rejoice that Christ has revealed himself to the people of old, and he reveals himself today to you. There is no doubt, there is no question, there is no confusion of where Jesus is today. He invites you to cast all of your fears and your anxieties on him alone, as he in turn gives you his gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And these are your gifts, now and forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.